questions, then do take the opportunity of the corridor hallway track to find folks and connect and talk about everything you've been learning at Fosden. And with that, thank you. I've got Pepe here to talk about public spaces.
Thank you. Well, not mostly public spaces. I work for public spaces. Public spaces.
Have you muted? Is your mic muted?
It's on the.
Yeah.
Can everybody hear you okay?
I'll just speak up. I work for Public Spaces, a network organization in the Netherlands of 40 public organizations, mostly cultural organizations, broadcasters, but we've widened it out. Probably we have municipalities, we have organizations of public health. Because all these organizations work for one common goal, to create more of a digital public space and to become less dependent of big tech solutions. Together with these organizations, we started a program called the Next Socials. Because we see these organizations, we see public broadcasters, we see publishers, we see organizations in public health, we see organizations in education, all having the same sort of needs. We need a community platform, we need a social platform, we need a way to communicate with our audience, with our municipality, with our and to make sure they don't make choices that would bite each other, would feed off each other, that they work together. We started a program called the Next Socials to bring all those energy in the Netherlands together. And we talk to these people a lot, but what we never did is actually do research, actually get some data from them. So what we did is we have these 40 organizations in our network. We made a selection of 10 of these organizations, and we just did a little interviews with them, 15-minute interviews about what do you need from this Fediverse and why don't you use it? Because we see the adoption is slow. There's a lot of willingness, but there's not a lot of energy. So what happens? We all have a gut feeling about this, but we didn't have any data. So what we did is we asked them. I did 13 little interviews, and asked them first, what Fediverse tools do you use? 42% of these organizations, and mind you, this data doesn't say anything about all public organizations or all public organizations in the Netherlands. This is just the opinion of 10 of the front runners or 9 of the front runners in the Netherlands. So of these people, 42% used Mastodon, 70% used PeerTube, 8% used PixelFed, and 32% used none of these platforms at all. So okay, we were kind of expecting this. But we wanted to know why. What are the main reasons for your organization not yet working with these Fediverse tools? The main thing everybody said, well, the yield in comparison to commercial platforms. We put in a lot of effort, but we don't know what we're going to get out of it. We only have a small department for communication. We have limited resources. The thing you probably all know. The second one is also compared to that. We don't have enough time. We don't have enough capacity. And then there's some insufficient knowledge in-house, and there's some familiarity. But this one is the main focus. We're not sure about the yield of these platforms. Since this is a technical platform, we ask them, what technical improvements will most accelerate the adoption for your organization? Which is closely related to the first question, you asked, more discoverability, more findability, more easier ways to build our networks. By far, 30% of the organization, that's the main issue we're running into. And there's some issues about usability, there's some issues about installation. Interestingly here is, it's not a technical thing. Almost nobody said that we need more devs, we need more technical stuff. So that's a good thing. It's mostly an organizational thing. What challenges do you encounter most often when using these Fediverse tools? Well, not surprisingly, public. Audience, numbers, priority, building our networks. It's more or less internet connects with all the same. But there's one thing we also kind of sort of expected, support. One of the things I often hear when I talk to these type of organizations, our ICT department doesn't support it, so we can't use it. We were sort of kind of expecting them to say this, so we already got a question. So what kind of support do you need? What does your organization need to work with this Fediverse? This data doesn't really coincide with what we know, because we have accepted, we need access to a help desk, we have access to technical support, we need, but they also said, well, we need training for employees, and we have to, we need to exchange with other public institutions to get some knowledge, some examples, some best practices. And again, the IT part isn't really that interesting here. What we did is, I'm going to go back. We already knew this. We already knew people need access to a help desk. So what we started last week at Public Spaces is a help desk for the Fediverse. So when you go to Public Spaces on net, there's a little round button with the Fediverse logo. You can click on it. All public organizations in the Netherlands can ask us any and all questions about the Fediverse to get this part out of the way. Our help desk doesn't support us. We'll do your help desk. See what that does for us. Then we asked them the other way around. What could public organizations do to help these developers? So not just you as developers helping public organizations, but what could they do to help you? And we saw that almost 30% of them say, we can give financial or organizational support. There's a lot of willingness within these organizations to get to give support to the organization. For instance, I spoke to the municipality of Amsterdam, and they switched from WhatsApp to Signal. And he said, well, WhatsApp, we had a business model there. We paid for that. Signal, we paid nothing. So they decided to give, 50 cents per user to Signal per year. The municipality of Amsterdam has 15,000 employees, so that's 7,500 euros. They doubled it, so they give 15,000 euros to Signal every year. Those type of constructions are really willing to do. So that's something we could learn from. I think I switched. This one I missed. The other one over here. So what are the main reasons for not using it? For public organizations, it's also a judicial thing. There's no compliance. We need an ISO certification. We need a GDPR. We need a... So that's another issue for these organizations to adopt it. So, takeaways from this talk, since I have only 1 minute left. The most important thing for these public organizations is visibility, usability, building a network. That's the thing that's holding them back most. They need support in some way or another, so if you want to help them, offer support. And the other way around, they're also helping, willing to give you support. So reach out to them, they're more than willing to help you, to pay you, to help the developers grow. And then the last one, compliance. Make sure you have ISO certification, do DPS, have all sorts of type of seals so they can have a feeling of trust that nothing goes wrong with these Fediverse tools. That's all I have time for, unfortunately. Feel free to reach out, I'll be around here somewhere. Look at the Public Spaces website, take our newsletter, we have a Mastodon channel, we have a chat room. And thank you.
Great. We immediately have a question here, and that's the only one we'll take for this session.
Thank you. I wonder on compliance. GDPR, compliance, and data production impact assessment, I was expecting it would be very standard across all the instances. Yeah. Is that, or do you see some variation and variety?
No, it's mostly that for public organizations. I spoke to an organization that does IT service for secondary education. Said, we can't have this go wrong. I have to prove to my boss that we won't have data leaks. We have to have some form of certainty. And it doesn't really matter what type of certainty it is. It could be any type of certification, any type of certainty or fake certainty you can give to these organizations would help, especially these public organizations a lot. So, because if they don't have it, they will never adopt it.
Okay, one more time. Thank you, Pepin.